So you feel confident enough to admit that you regress your age, just to soothe yourself, or just to feel better about yourself? Like, who does that? Doesn't age regression makes you feel irresponsible? Well, it's okay. There's only little that I can do. You are such a pathetic adult trying to escape the responsibilities of adulthood by regressing your age to that of a baby or a toddler. Oh, damn, you're just a wimp. Humiliation and degradation is the art of demeaning or humiliating a consensual partner. Consent, obviously, is the most important thing. And by listening to this file, you're consenting to be degraded and humiliated. Not forgetting the goal of this file, which is to make you feel embarrassed and ashamed of yourself for regressing your age and every other ABDL fantasies that you harbor deep inside of your dirty little mind. Let us throw age regression, humiliation into the mix. And I mean now. In this session, we are going to go through a series of patterns and imaginations, just so we can be on the same page. The basic message to this session is the conscious forgetting and the subconscious knowing being drawn out and repeated. Separate directions for the conscious mind and the separate directions for the subconscious mind, while still maintaining the subconscious attention and dismissing the conscious attention, both by the suggestions and my instructions, the pauses and the mental fatigue. Hello there, how are you doing today? It's so good to have you here. I want you to relax yourself. Get yourself in a very comfortable position. I want you to take care of yourself. You can sit or lay down. Get yourself relieved of all tensions and stress. Shrug off all distractions. All I need you to do is to focus on the sound of my voice, knowing that only my voice is all that matters. You don't have to think about anything. Allow me to do the thinking for you. Or isn't it pathetic enough that you regress your age? You need an adult figure like me to do the thinking for your little dirty, disgusting mind. So sit down quietly. Let your mind and your brain absorb my suggestions and instructions. You're safe and secured. I'm not going to do or say anything that would hurt or harm you. Just relax yourself, believing that you're in control. You can always snap out of this session if you feel uncomfortable at any time. Just relax and enjoy this session. Allow your mind to be open. You can close your eyes now. Begin to drift downwards. Begin to let go of all tensions, letting go of all the stress, letting go of all the strain, 96, inside of your body. Breathe in and out. Focus your attention on your breathing. Feel your own breath. Just breathe in and out. And as you breathe out, allow yourself to let go of all your stress and tensions. Let go of all your worries. Let go of adulthood. As you breathe in and out, I want you to get younger and younger with every word that I say. Your age is going to regress. Your age is going to decrease. You would age regress with every word that I say as you breathe in and out. Close your eyes and begin to drift down and down.
66.
Imagine a baby blanket.
64.
I have a blanket for a toddler with me. And I want you to imagine this soft plush pink and blue blanket. There's a lot of unicorns and piggies and puppies drawn all over this blanket. This is a very special blankie. This is a toddler blanket. A very small blanket. For you to enjoy this blanket, you have to regress your age. You have to get yourself into that little side of you. You need to unleash the baby inside of your mind. You need to unleash the toddler inside of you. So that you can be that small to enjoy this blanket. As you breathe in and out, this blanket is going to cover your whole body completely, making you younger and younger all the way. As I explore all the veins, as I explore all the nerves, as I explore all the muscles of your entire body, you're going to fall deep and deep. You're going to feel small, younger and younger with each word that I say. Breathing in and out. Now I want you to feel this toddler blanket covering the toes of your feet. From the toes of your feet, you can feel it covering your whole feet up. Your feet is now relaxing. The muscles on your feet is now letting loose. You can feel this blankie now going up to your ankles slowly but steadily. And you're feeling younger and younger each step of the way. And just like that, you're letting go more and more deeply relaxed. All the muscles in your feet, all the muscles from your toes to your ankles, are becoming limp and relaxed. Now, this toddler blanket is moving up from your ankles to your calves. And you're feeling more weaker and more relaxed. Your calves are getting more relaxed. And just like that, moving up with this blanket to your knees. Your knees are now letting loose. All the muscles in your knees, all the muscle in your calves, all the veins, all the nerves on your knees are now so weak. Now you have a very weak knee. making you submit to the sound of my voice, and kneeling deep inside your mind to mommy's control, regressing your age and feeling younger and younger, feeling younger and younger as it goes, enjoying this lovely, solemn degradation and embarrassing session with mommy. Every muscle and tendon in your entire body, from your toes to your knee, to your feet, to your ankles, to your calves, and to your knees, are all getting more and more relaxed, leaving all the muscles limp and loose. And just like that, now the baby blanket is moving up from your knees to your calves, to your thighs, moving just like that, from your thighs, moving all up to your hips. Now your hips are so limp and loose, all the muscles in your hips are now letting loose, all the muscles in your thighs are now all relaxed, from your thighs to your hips, from your hips, this blanket is moving all the way up to your waist. You can feel all the tensions in your waist, all the tension, all the stress is beginning to drain out of your entire body. You're beginning to have a weaker waist, like that of a toddler, like that of a baby. You're now letting loose of yourself. All the muscles and nerves in your entire body is letting go and letting loose. And as you let go and let loose, you're beginning to feel this baby blanket moving on up to your stomach. You can feel all the internal organs in your belly. You can feel them all letting go and letting loose. Your bladder is getting weaker and weaker. All the muscles in your bladder, all the muscles in your bowel, is becoming weaker and weaker, letting loose and being relaxed more and more, relaxing more and more. Now the blanket is moving slowly from your abdomen, from your stomach or your belly, straight all up into your chest. All the cares, all the worries, all your stress is moving slowly out of your whole body. And you are beginning to let go as you are relaxing more and more. All of your muscles are becoming more and more relaxed, and you're feeling younger and younger, twice as younger, every single breath that you take is regressing you more and more, and you're almost losing all the control of your entire body, because all the muscles on your body are just feeling relaxed and limp, letting go and letting loose. You're beginning to feel so carefree, like a toddler, so relaxed, like a baby as she kept singing and sinking farther and farther into yourself with no cares and worries, enjoying this deep relaxation of age regression. And now the blanket is moving all up from your chest to your neck and all through your shoulders. Your shoulders are now becoming loose and limp. Your shoulders are now getting droppy. All your body is feeling limp and loose like that of a baby. You're beginning to feel younger with each easy breath that you take. Your age is regressing, and there's a sense of guilt that is always hanging around every single time that you regress your age. You feel somehow guilty because you know that you're trying to escape adulthood. You don't want to handle adult things. You want to regress your age so that you can escape the responsibilities of an adult by regressing your age, by letting yourself feel loose and limp and relaxed. Now moving up to your back, all through your butt, you're relaxing more and more. And now all the muscles in your head, all the muscles in your mouth, all the muscles in your jaw are all letting loose and letting go. Your eyes are now closed shut. You can open your eyes if you want to, but you just wouldn't try, knowing it's going to cost you some effort, because now you're so relaxed. You are already feeling like a baby. You are already feeling like a toddler. You are drifting pleasantly downwards, becoming more and more relaxed, because all the muscles in your head, all the muscles in your scalp, all the muscles in your forehead are becoming more and more relaxed, becoming limp and sloppy and floppy and loose as you sink deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more. Now from the tip of your toes to the top of your head, you are now limp and loose. You've lost all the control of all the muscles. You've lost all the control of all the nerves. You've lost the control of every single cell. You've lost the control of every fiber of your whole body. And now you're so young. Your age is now regressed 20 times even more, 30 times younger. You are beginning now to feel and act and sound like a baby or a toddler. The toddler and the baby in you has just been unleashed by my voice. I'd rather ask you, why do you feel the need to regress your age? Is adulthood that tough? Or are you just a little wimp? I need to know. Because to me, I see you as an age-regressing, guzzling tonsil jockey. You are such a tray, feeling like an ashtray to me. You're this little teen, cry baby. You are seeking for attention, isn't it? You are just a junkie. You were just an age regressor, regressing your age, acting like this adult baby junkie, a little adult junkie that you are. You feel less, isn't it? You feel less as an adult because you don't even have the brains of an adult. You were so much of a piggy head. You are so dumb that you think regressing your age and feeling younger in the depths of your mind and acting out your little age regressing fantasies using diapers or is it nappies that you use, you little wimp, you pathetic warm, regressing your age at the slightest opportunity that you get. I don't care about your age regression. I just know that it's a pathetic thing to do, trying to escape adulthood, you little thing, you little worm. I'm going to count down from 25 to 1. And as I calm down, you will continue to drift down and down, feeling 20 times younger and younger, pleasantly going deeper and deeper into relaxation. As you get more drowsy, more relaxed, as you listen to every word that I say, you're going to simply drift deeper and deeper into a deeply relaxed awareness, into that baby inside of you, into that toddler inside of you that you so desperately to unleash every single time in your closet. You're not even bold enough to come out and say, oh, I regress my age, because you know that is so irresponsible of you, you little dead weep. 25, drifting deeper and deeper with each and every count. 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, feeling drowsier and drowsier. 19, 18, 17, gently drifting down and down, deeper and deeper, as you listen to the sound of my voice. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, more than halfway down, as you continue to feel younger and younger, sinking deeper and deeper with each count. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You're now pleasantly a baby. You're now pleasantly a toddler. And you're drifting deeper and deeper with each single breath that you take, with each and every beat of your heart. And as you continue to deeply relax and feel younger and younger, and to become even more relaxed. I want you to drift. Let your mind loose and float wherever it will. Regressing your age is something that I really don't understand. For me, it's so pathetic and disgusting that you regress your age. I don't get the idea. It's a flimsy excuse for you to be so irresponsible, like a worm. So you use diapers or what? I don't really understand. Your bladder leaks or what? Do you wear your diapers outside? I have a whole lot of questions I want to ask your foolish and idiot self. Because I need to understand. I need to know. And as well, I feel disgusted at you that you can decide to just let go of adulthood. There's a lot of activities that you can do and soothe yourself of your past shameful experiences, but you'd rather just regress your age. Do you buy Percy's, you little pathetic thing? Or you have a stash of diapers hidden somewhere? Oh, I get it. You're just a little cry baby. An easy dummy dump ass. That's what you are. A dead little bunny. How do you feel? You this hornball idiot. You are aware of everything and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind while your conscious mind is far, far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far, far away, not listening at all. Your subconscious mind is fully awake, listening to everything that I have to say, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and quite peaceful. It's okay to relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, as is happening right now, you can just continue to close your eyes and let your subconscious do the listening, trying to avoid adulthood. You little one. So you suck in your posse. How do you regress your age? What do you do when you regress? Oh, you have a baby blanket? Or you have... How many stuffies do you have? Is that what you use your salary for? Is that what you use your money for, you pathetic little one? Regressing your age because you feel sad? You have anxiety or depressed? What is it? Cry. Cry, baby, isn't it? Losing your mind, trying to suit yourself by regressing your age, thinking you're just a baby and a toddler. No, you're not. You're just a pathetic little one. You're just weep. Do you pee on yourself? Do you wee-wee? Tell me what you do when you regress. You little stinking thing. How old do you regress to? A baby or a toddler, how old? 1 year old, two or three or four or five, or just a newborn baby who has no control, so that you can have an excuse to wet yourself and use diapers and be like, oh my god, I lost control of myself. Now you shut up, you dead little foolish thing. You have much potential in your subconscious mind, which you don't have in your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind remembers everything you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember, while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. As you keep your eyes closed and listening with your subconscious mind, I want you to nod your little head, your dumb head. Oh, I forgot, you have a very tiny little brain like that of a baby. I've been doing the thinking for you for the past 30 minutes. You are so disgusting, you disgust me. I'm sick to my stomach thinking about regressing your age, you using passes and diapers and wetting yourself in baby nappies. Is that how you can offer yourself to suit yourself? Really? And as you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind is falling deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Allow your conscious mind to stay with me. Let your subconscious mind listen as I talk to you. You were just an attention-seeking, needy human. You're like a piggy. A piggy plug toy. A little thing. You're like a rover. You know that? You little skank. Well, I'm done with you. You want me to expose you, but I'm not going to give you that luxury. You want mommy to expose you. You want to be exposed because you want to enjoy the thrill of wondering if you're just this adorable, helpless little baby. A cute, helpless toddler. Somebody who just hangs in an adult body, but deep inside is just a baby or a toddler. Oh, forget that, little one. I know exposure is a thrill and a risk. And usually the bigger risk and the greater the thrill. I am not going to expose you. You want me to expose you, isn't it? It's amazing to find a safe, private place to express your inner child or your inner toddler or your inner baby. And now mommy just find out and you're about to be humiliated. You should be ashamed and embarrassed of your little daddy self. That is what you're supposed to do. You disgust me, you little muggle. I'm done with you. You can just get your little daddy butt out of my sight. I am done. It is time to return to waking consciousness. In a moment, I'm going to begin counting from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be back in the present, fully alert, degraded, humiliated, feeling ashamed and embarrassed of your age regression fantasies, and ready for the rest of the day or the night. 5. 4. Beginning to get feelings back into your hands and feet. 3, your shoulders are moving, you're now taking a deep breath, your head is moving too, and getting ready for a big stretch and a smile coming back to the present. Your eyelids are fluttering, you're now becoming aware of where you are, and 1, your eyes open back again, fully alert. How do you feel? I am so sorry if I said things you really don't like, or if I don't meet up to your standard of humiliation and degradation. I'm very, very sorry. I am so sorry. And so before coming back to full awareness, take whatever time you need now to consider those ideas to allow your mind to examine things from every aspect, like a jeweler looking into the heart of a diamond. And the lessons and possibilities, consider them deeply, absorb them deeply into your very being, thinking about how best to apply them to your lifestyle. And when you've had enough time to process and learn from this session, it is time to bring the session to a close, a comfortable close, and you can start coming back to the present at whatever rate is right for you. And when you are fully prepared, you can find yourself back in full awareness of the room around you, feeling refreshed and knowing that you have finally settled something important. Please take a few more minutes to rest, relax, listen to the sound of your breathing, and enjoy the lovely warm sensation of physical relaxation, knowing that you enjoy being embarrassed and ashamed, being degraded and humiliated for regressing your age. If you have the time, feel free to fall asleep. You will wake feeling completely rejuvenated, completely ashamed and embarrassed, feeling full of energy and well relaxed. You know that mommy doesn't mean all those things, you know. You know mommy loves you so much. You're my little baby. You know that. I love you so much. I hope to see you again. Kisses.